It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally here. And I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down, 'cause I got faith on the heart.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. I've got internet here. I think. Yeah, it's got two bars. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Right, I couldn't hear
Hello.
Hi. What's your first name? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
Oh, Maria.
Maria. Okay. Maria, say a number between 1 and 10. 5. Okay. Right. Okay. Right, I'm just getting my cards. Okay. Maria. Okay. Maria, it's about money and stuff like that. Money and a man. Okay? So, Maria, does somebody keep coming round back in your life, out of your life and back in?
No.
Right. Well, somebody is coming that you do see them, then you don't. Then you do, then you don't. Is there somebody that you think of and then you see them and then you don't and then you do? Because this keeps coming back round. Somebody keeps coming in and out or coming back round. Or you must catch up with somebody.
The only one I can think of, maybe my niece. I don't see her, then I do.
Right. Okay, well, I've just got, you'll be seeing her. Okay, so whoever it is, they'll be coming back round. Okay. Do you want to move?
I just moved, but I would like to buy a home.
Right. Well, you'll be moving again then, okay? Because this is about money, legalities, and any issues that you have regards money and legalities, because I have got move, okay? So
okay.
This is the offers, moving. So basically, you've got to be saving a sum of money. So while you're at this move, save some more, then you'll be moving again. Okay? Right.
Okay.
Maria, you know when, like, you got issues to sort out, it might be somebody or something, I don't know. If you do nothing, it's still an issue. But if you do something, it then gets resolved. So if you need to resolve anything, you need to do action and not do nothing.
Okay.
So you're not to do nothing. Okay. If anybody offers you anything, you say thank you. Or if you want help, you ask. So this is anybody offer anything, anytime, or to do anything. Or you may have to ask, okay? So this is
okay.
Communicating with somebody about moving forward. So you do need to move forward, okay? And you definitely will be moving. It's not your last move, put it that way. Okay, because legalities,
okay.
If you want to buy your own home, that is, look at the legalities, look at what you've got to put down, save how much, you know, it's all that. So you will be looking at that, okay? Is there anything you want to ask, Maria?
Yes, do you see my husband around?
Husband as in spirit or alive?
Yes.
Okay. What was his star sign?
Aquarius.
Okay, right. Do you talk out loud to him because they can hear you?
Uh-huh.
Do you feel goosebumps? Do you ever feel goosebumps?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I don't know why I'm going to write this down. This is awesome. Eggs, okay. What does eggs mean?
Oh.
Do you like?
That makes sense, eggs.
Yes.
He loves eggs. Breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Okay, right. I was going to say I got that on your voice before you said about my husband. Okay, well, he's still having eggs, okay? So I just get, every time you buy some, you have some, you see an egg, he is around you, okay? I'm seeing
okay.
Goosebumps. So do you get goosebumps on the arms?
Yes, I do.
That's your husband, okay? Where's the F name? F.
F
for Frank.
I'm thinking.
Okay. I don't know if it's a first name or last name with S, but... You say an S. Did he know an S?
I can't think of nobody right now.
Right. Just remember that. He may have known somebody with an S name. I don't know if it's male or female. I'm just hearing S. Think about that. Okay. No, F. For like Frida, Freddy. Yeah? It's an S name. Okay. Yes, your husband's very, very much around you. Okay. Who does anybody go shooting?
Yes.
Right.
He always stay with the kids. And
right.
Now my kid's doing it.
Okay. So he's going with his kids shooting. Okay. I feel that's where the F is. So just outside to the kids, you know, is there somebody F round there? Okay. So
yeah.
He showed the guns. So when your children go shooting, he goes with them. So that's a protection, you know, protect them. Okay.
Okay.
And that's a memory link for you about his shooting and about his guns and stuff like that. So he's still doing it. Okay. Right. Now he's showing me toast. When did you last eat toast?
When did I eat last toast? Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Well,
yeah.
I'm sure your husband's with you because he showed me a piece of toast popping up, you know. So he was with you yesterday. Okay. Were your children with you yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So he's definitely there. So he is looking over your children. Okay. Right. Where's, like, the Steve name?
Oh, he's an old friend, but I haven't seen him for a while.
Okay. Have you thought about him? Or
well, the other day we talked about him.
Oh, well, listen, your husband is around you, because he made me write Steve down as thinking and talking and what have you.
Yeah.
Okay? So
he was wondering what happened to him.
Right, well, that's kind of find out about Steve, okay?
Yeah.
So that's for you to find out, however means you can find out, okay? Is your husband, there's a woman with him, so I don't know if it's mother, nan, sister, there's a woman with him.
Well, I got a mom and a sister.
Yeah. In spirit, with your husband?
Yes.
It's your mom and your sister?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, he's with them, okay? Because I've got mom, sister, women, you know, close to you. Okay. Well, he's just saying he's there with them. They're fine. They're all right. Okay? So he's very much around you. Okay. Why am I seeing? I'm writing down... Short circuit. So that's what's short circuit? That's like electric or something blowing or something like that. Like
my wash machine went out of order the other day.
Right.
I was washing clothes and it broke.
Okay. Well, could you show me electric broke? You're right. Okay. Well, he's definitely around you, isn't he, Maria? Okay, and I've just got, he can hear what you're saying to him. Do you kind of like curse him sometimes?
Do I do what?
You know, like say, oh, you had to blum and go and, you know, like, what do you call it over there? We call it like cursing, you know, well, that's gone and you're not here to sort it and stuff like that.
Yeah, sometimes I say, you leave me with this. Yeah,
we call it,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, okay. Because we call it cursing. Oh, for God's sake, you have to go and I'm left with this and I've got to sort this out. He's hearing you, okay? He's very much hearing you. Okay. Just trust me on this one. And he's round your lads, and every time they go shooting, he is protecting them, and he's going, like, with them. Okay. So, right. Why am I going 18th of a month? Is anyone's birthday on the 18th of any month?
Yes. On the 18th, that was my sister's birthday.
Oh, that's
in
the 18th.
June, the 18th, yeah.
Yeah, okay, right. So that's your sister in spirit?
Yes.
Right. Now, she's coming through, and I want to be going, J name? Is it Julian? James or? I don't know. It's a J name.
Okay. We have a Jack and a James.
That's Jack then. That's a J name. Okay. Who's that to you?
My nephew.
Right. That's family. Okay. So family and spirit. Looking over family down here.
Jack, it would be her son, and James would be her grandson.
Right, I want to go James. Okay, so your sister is looking over Jack and James, okay?
Okay.
They're all looking over Jack and James. Okay, right, this is something funny. When, you know, when you go to put the bins out, I want to say drop something on the floor or drop the bin or drop something that you're going to put in the bin.
Mm-hmm.
When did you do that?
Actually, yesterday, because my son was here helping fixing my door. And is that what you mean? I had nails in my hand and I dropped them. I had to pick it back up and...
No. Do you call it? Trash. Do you call it? You know the bin.
Trash bin.
Trash bin. Okay, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my friend here going. Trash. Okay.
Yeah.
When have you overfilled or dropped a trash or it's spilled over? I'm seeing it on the floor.
That's been for a while.
In spirit, it doesn't matter if it's yesterday or last year. They're just laughing,
yeah.
Saying, drop some on the floor.
I think there was about 3 weeks ago, I forgot to set my trash out, and the trash man, I was late, so he didn't pick it up, so it was overfilled for the next week, so I had to put some on the floor.
Right, there you go. Right, and when was that?
Last week.
Yeah, well... Trust me, spirits round you. I hope I've told you enough to know they're looking in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? This is just believe. They're going to send you some feathers. And I've just got, it will be a few. So that will be one of your husband, one of your sister, one of your mother. Okay?
Okay.
I am seeing a white fluffy one of your sister. I'm seeing a little white fluffy with a bit of grey on the end. Okay, that's off your husband. So it's like not pure white, it's got a bit of grey on it. And it's like, yes, you think of them, they're thinking of you, they're with you, they're with the kids. Okay.
Yeah.
Where's like, I don't know if it's Troy, Trey or something like that?
Troy, Trey.
It sounds like Troy or Trey, is that a name? Is Troy and Trey a name?
I don't know.
Just remember, I don't know if they're saying Troy or they're spelling Trey, as in, you know, a tray, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Have you had a tray in your hand?
No.
Right. I'm
holding my phone.
No, I meant at some point, you know, it might have been yesterday or something.
Yeah.
Because I've put... T-R-O-Y, then I've put T-R-A-Y, Troy Trey, but I don't know if it was a name or Trey is a tray. I've just put a tray in my kitchen before I come on radio, you know.
Yeah.
Because we sat and had tea. So, yeah. Right, that's your reason, Maria. Just know, spirit is very, very much around you. They all are. Keep talking
yeah.
to them. Keep working
on. Oh, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hope you enjoyed it. Okay. Bye.
I did. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Maria. Okay. I think we've got our microphone now. Okay. Dina, you can hear now?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. We've got our microphone back then. We thought, figure out why nobody could hear me. Okay. Mandy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Mandy. Okay.
Hi, thanks for having me today, both of you.
That's okay. Okay. Mandy, say your number between 1 and 10.
2.
Okay. Mandy, what's your star sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, God, I should have said, are you Aquarian? It's okay, I just thought...
Yeah, 2-2. 2-2 is my birthday, so that's why I went with 2, to be honest with you.
Well, that's why I asked you, because my granddaughter's the second of the second. Okay,
oh,
and I've got...
Yes,
Aquarian.
Grandpa's
okay,
day here in the United States. Go ahead, hon.
Bye. Okay, it's all right, my friend's just going. Bye, son, see you tomorrow. Right, because mine's the 10th and my granddaughter's is the 2nd. Okay, I'm just going to be doing 2. Okay, right. Okay. Right, Mandy, first of all, I want to say full moon, cosmic ordering, next full moon, get out there and say out loud, in order for me to be happy, I would like my life to go blah, blah, wherever you want it to do. You need to send
okay.
it off to spirit relatives because there's something you want you're not getting, and it's do not confuse them. So it is got to be the same thing, you know, like each like full moon. And it's like release it up there.
Okay.
And I'll psychic yourself. How much do you use your psyche, intuition?
I'm sorry, hon. Can you repeat? How much do I use it?
Yeah.
It gives and takes, to be honest with you.
Right. Well, you've got to start using it, Mandy, because you've got new things, you've got new people, you've got new places to go, and I've just got, you know, like shut doors, open doors. So something
okay.
you might have to finish before another door opens, if that makes sense.
Yes, most definitely.
Right. Well, this is what Spirit's telling me to tell you. I'm just going to plug my earphones in. Okay, fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, fine.
Right. Oh, that's it. Okay, it's all right. You're in my earphones now. I've just got spiritual. So you need to use your intuition, but I've got use intuition to open doors and close doors. And I just got, there's new stuff for you. There is new stuff. So what is it? This is what you need to be cosmic ordering. You need to cosmic order new stuff in, Mandy. And I've just got out with the old, in with the new. Okay, so that's what you need to be doing. Okay, Mandy, and I think,
yes.
I don't know if it's a woman, who died when they were in their 80s age? 80s.
80.
Yeah, just
possibly,
into the 80s.
Geez, possibly my mother's mom. I'm not sure if she was... high 70s or low 80s. I'm not sure. That's horrible as that sounds, but the truth.
I know, but I don't know if I'm just going into 80. It's all right, because my mum's 79 this year. She'll be 80 next, so I want to go 80s or, you know, just going into. So that would
mm-hmm.
be your nan or your gran. Okay. She's around you. Where's the name David?
There's a neighbor behind me, his name is David.
Okay, when have you seen him?
Excuse me, ma'am?
When have you seen him? Have you actually seen him?
I don't care for his character, to be honest with you. I keep my distance.
When have you set eyes on David?
Not for a while. You know, it's winter months. I'm in Pennsylvania, so...
All right, okay.
Yeah, probably not until the spring when he's out cutting grass and so forth.
Right. Well, obviously, they know you don't care for him. So it is when you say it's a neighbor, this is about neighborhood neighbors where you live, you see. So
okay.
They are around you in your home, where you live, neighborhood, and uh-huh. things like that. So spirit is very, very close. Now you send up to your nan grand figure in order for me to be happy, and you need to be sent up whatever you want to happen, okay, to come towards you. Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to ask?
Yes. Anything coming in romantically?
Okay. Well, that goes under the intuition about new doors opening. So if you don't get out, no one's coming in. You know, so what are you doing about it? Intuition is you've got new people to meet, you see, and you've got new things. But it's out mm-hmm. with the old ways, in with the new ways. So, you know, you need to do something new. This is some learning. So learning, learn about what you don't want, learn about what you do want. So learn different ways. Where do you go to meet somebody, for instance? Okay. I'm just going to ask you, Mandy, have you trained for something? Trained?
Trained? No, yeah. I mean, I went to school years ago when I was, you know, much younger, but nothing recently.
Training is training to learn to do something.
Okay.
So that's either at work, training, learn to do something, or train now to do something. Learning.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people do a hobby, then they do it as a job, I don't know. But there is some learning. But I want to be going, you've learned to train for something, so you can take on the role of training and learning. So it's never too late to learn. Okay. And through that, you could meet somebody. I haven't got a man on the table. I have got spirit. Spirit. So send up. And this is your cosmic order. I would like to meet a man. How high? What's the height? What's the age? What's the traits you want? So basically, you send it all up and they will scout round and look for one for you. You know, because you can make it go with everybody on the zodiac except Pisces and Capricorn. They will be your piss off ones. They'll frustrate you. So
right.
You have got, yeah, well, you've got 10 out of 12 you can make a relationship with. The only ones that will annoy you is Pisces and Capricorn, okay?
I don't even know what a Pisces is, and I've had negative experiences with Capricorns, just in general, not even romantically, but they're very difficult.
Did they piss you off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's January babies, right, Capricorn?
Yeah. Trust me,
yeah.
They will.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine... in a relationship, it'd even be worse. Yeah.
No, I'm fine. I seem to be drawn to Cancers, like throughout my life. Like Cancers and Leos, have a tendency to gravitate to.
Cancers, they're okay. They're nice. That's like a number three. Leo's a bit better than Cancer, but. You need the banter. So you would need a Leo's banter. But Leo do show off a bit, don't they? It's kind of like they do like attention. So
normally the similar crowd, definitely.
Yeah. Cancer might be a bit boring for you. But you can make it work, you know, get the right Cancer. So you need to cosmic the order, a man. So there you go. Send it up. To your nan, gran, this is what I'd like. See it there. But, you know, you've got to kind of put, it's no good if you like travel saying, oh, anybody would do. You might meet someone that I can't get on a plane, but they're no good for you, are they? So make a list, go and read it out, next full moon, and all what you want. It works because I've done it and I even put, what did I put? Gemini, Aquarius, or Leo. I met all three. So,
oh, geez.
Yes. No, well, I fell asleep with Gemini, and I forgot to put no gamblers or drinkers need apply, and he gambled and he drunk, so we had to go.
Thank you.
I know it works. I've cosmically ordered all my life. So to move on, to, you know, like, I've just got to go to new places with new people. or old people to new places.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know, like out for tea, pubs or anything like that, or venues. There's some new ones coming your way. That's what you need. Like,
okay.
Out of your comfort zone, go, push and go. Because that's what they're trying to do for you. Okay. That's your reading, Mandy. Okay.
All right. I appreciate your time.
Well, it's cosmic ordering for you. Okay. That's how you're going to get your stuff, everything, what you want.
Okay.
Okay. You're welcome, Mandy.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Mandy.
Bye.
Okay. Now we've got a strange thing with the video relay room in operation at the moment. It's probably why the microphone isn't working when we started.
Hello?
Doing what? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
You were breaking up.
I am. Oh, dearly. Hello. The microphone's breaking up badly then. Okay. So we can't actually do what we're planning to do, but never mind. We're going to have to ditch the video room. There's somebody there in the chat. Okay. I apologise. I do try. You know, we had a video relay going before. We can't do it. We've tried now and it's causing too many problems. We're going to have to ditch it. Okay. Let's just see where we're going. The mouse isn't working now. Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Alright. Lovely. what's your first name?
What's my star sign? I'm a Leo.
First name.
I'm sorry?
What's your name?
My name's Nicole.
Nicole. N-I-C-O-L-E.
No, N-A-C-H-O-L-E.
And spell it out.
N-I-C-H-O-L-E.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Okay. Nicole, say a number 1 to 10.
My date of birth?
No, say a number in between number 1 and number 10.
Okay. Do you want to pick like 1 to 10?
Yeah, say a number between 1 and 10.
Let's go with 10.
Okay. Right. I'm just doing cards and then we go on to Spirit will interrupt with stuff. I don't know, each reading's different. Okay. No two readings are the same. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Right. Okay. When have you gone out and it's a female friend or family member, female, it's definitely female,
mm-hmm.
when you've cracked a joke and when you've laughed and laughed and laughed?
Mm-hmm.
When did you do that?
I think it was not last weekend, but the weekend before.
Right. Because spirit was around you. Okay.
because I'm just I'm just laughing, and I've just seen laughing tears. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Where is the Aries, Saggy, Leo man sit? He's 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. He's not younger. Okay. He's alive and he's around you. Who is that to you?
There was a Leo man around me, but I cut him off because he's a bad influence.
Right.
And he's older than me. I don't have a younger Leo man around me.
Okay. Right. When was the last time? Because this is coming back around. When did this happen? When did you cut him off?
Around Christmas Eve.
All right. Have you heard from him since?
No.
Right. Because I just feel, I don't know if you're going to bump into him or hear about him or hear from him, okay? But it's about him. Okay, it's about him. You know, juggling life, juggling work, juggling money, juggling hours, you're juggling, okay? So you've got to look at what are you juggling in life? So you need to be looking at, Nicole, what are you actually juggling? I've just got here, hit a crossroads. Don't know which way to go. This is straightforward. And I've just got, you know, when you want a nice life, a nice guy, and everything nice, so because I spell it nice, nice, nice. You know when you want everything nice?
Yes.
I can tell you, Nicole, no one's knocking your door to give it to you. So you have to go out for nice. So whatever area in your life, because you've got a big decision to make. You've got decision. And you've got to actually to say, do you know what? I want the change. I want the decisions. You've got to be looking at legalities as well. So that's house, money, bank, work and stuff like that. And this, do you feel a bit poor at the moment that you could do with more money?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, because I've just got, you know, like watching any left over to have a splash out, splurge. I just feel you're feeling it. So you're feeling the pinch. Okay.
Yes.
Where's the name Lee or Leanne or something like that?
Leanna or Lee? Well, there's quite a few people that I know. That have, like, two people I know have the middle name Lee. And then there's somebody else I know that I call Miss Lee, which is a friend of mine. It's an older lady that lives in Florida. So there's quite a few people I know, and then my sister's ex-boyfriend was named Lee, too. So there's quite a few connections with that.
Well, I've wrote, because my son's called Lee, so I've wrote his name down, you see. So it's all to do with all those people. Okay, so one is that so-and-so, one is another. Okay, I don't know where the storms are sitting. Okay, so I don't know if there's any storms around a Lee. Because of a Lee and stuff like that. So you've got to be looking at that. Okay. You have got to, I just want to say, get to the edge and don't be, you know, when someone's trying to drag you into shite, it's like, don't go. And if they say, Nicole, what do you think? Just say, well, I don't. They're on their own journey. Okay. I've just got an age thing that you've got to reevaluate your life. And if you want to, if you know what you actually want, it's go for it. So you've got to stand back. What they're showing me is that I'm drawing a circle. I'm stood on the edge of the circle. I'm standing back and I'm looking at the circle of life and where I want to go. Okay. I've just got, Nicole, you know what you don't want. You've got to go for what you do want. So you've tried this, you've tried that. Don't go back there because this is like make a decision. I've got a conscious decision to go for new. Okay. So you need to try something new, sort out something new. Right. Okay. I'm seeing, now I don't know if it's jeans, trousers or leggings, new. When have you bought some or do you need some?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm seeing trousers, leggings, you know, like, jogging bottoms, anything that you put, you know, put your 2 feet in. Okay, trousers.
Jeans and stuff like that.
Jeans.
Yeah.
Right. Do you need some new ones?
I just bought some, actually.
Well, you bought some. Okay, right. It's all right, because when did you put them on?
I put them on like a few days ago. Like, I literally just bought them this month. I got them like last month. I mean, I got them like last week or something in the mail.
Oh, right, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Spirit is around you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because they put me legs in some trousers, and I don't know what you call it over there. You're like, I wear jeans, you know.
Yeah.
So, yes. So, spirit is very much around you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I've just got, okay. Right. Do you believe in angels, Nicole?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I've just got, everybody comes to Earth with an angel.
Uh-huh.
You have your own angel. Then you have an
uh-huh.
angel, like your sign, you know, like your birth sign.
Uh-huh.
So this is kind of like looking, so look under Leo, you know, angel for Leo.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then it's kind of like read that. But then I've got your personal one. It's kind of like it may come to you. I've just got somebody's angels. I keep seeing angels every time I look at my pad now. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
it's like, believe in angels, talk to them, believe they're there. Because I've just got two, so it's one that you came with, assigned to,
mm-hmm.
and one is your sign, okay, your Leo
yeah.
sign. Okay, out of the Leos, you make good friends, by the way. So you only
mm-hmm.
need one or two faithful friends, but you would be a faithful friend, okay?
Yep.
So, but you like fun, so you don't take life too seriously unless it's about you. So
yeah.
you kind of take everyone's and laugh and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're up, you're up. When you're down, you're down. Fire signs, it's like you've always got something buzzing going on in your
yeah.
life. But when you're up, you're up. When you're down, you're down. You need to have your life a bit plateau instead of jagged up and down. Okay.
Okay.
So you need to make your life kind of easy. Easy, that's what I want to say. Easier.
Right.
Okay, so make life easier for you. Okay, I just get, you know, Nicole, what you don't want and who you don't want, what kind of character you don't want. I think you need to go for what you do want and don't be
mm-hmm.
shortchanged. You know,
right.
you don't want to be asking for a refund.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You know, they're making me laugh saying, don't ask for a refund. So you need
mm-hmm.
to be a bit more particular on who you hang out with, what kind of bloke you want, and stuff like that.
Yeah, makes sense.
And I just get, and you can say the word no, okay? So
mm-hmm.
practice no. If somebody
mm-hmm.
asks you, can you do this? Can you, Nicole? You know, it's like, no, I'm sorry. No, I can't. No. Instead of
mm-hmm.
trying to be everything. You are trying to be everything to everyone, and it's not working, Nicole, so you can't, okay?
Yep.
I've just got, look after yourself. Okay. Is there anything else you want to ask?
Yeah, I do. There's a couple questions I need to ask. My father's best friend just passed over, and I grew up with him. He knew me since I was born, and him and my father have been best friends since they were 10 years old. And I grew up with his kids, and I'm friends with his kids. I used to date his son, and
yeah.
his daughter was really good friends with me and my brother both. And I talked to his daughter on Facebook sometimes, but she's still having a rough time with her father passing. Is there any messages?
Right. I've wrote down April and October. Who died
mm-hmm.
in April? Who died in October?
Mm-hmm. Well, the guy that passed, him and his son were both born in October.
Okay. He died in April.
He died in just this last month, actually. Passed away.
Okay. What month?
But April is significant to me. I'm going on vacation in April.
Right. He's making me
yeah.
write down. I've wrote down April-October. And this is for someone passing, reasons, birthdays, and stuff like that. Okay. So if you're going away April, yes, it'd be round. Just tell me his first name.
Craig.
Craig.
Yeah, Craig.
Craig or Craig? Spell it out for me,
Craig.
Please.
C-R-I-G-E, Craig.
Right. Okay, right. I don't know why he's showing me crisps, bags of crisps, bags of sweets and stuff like that, like a picnic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he?
Yeah.
Why is he?
Because he used to live in the countryside in Maryland. He used to live in the countryside. Him and his kids used to live in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is he showing me crisps and things like that?
I don't know, but the only thing I can come up is he lives in the country. And I guess, you know, they had, like, country stuff and everything.
Right. Well, I'm just seeing, like, packets of this, packets of that, like, as if I'm having a picnic.
I know. Did you go on
picnics or, you know, kind of...
No, we didn't go on picnics or anything like that. Him and my dad would come over, and Craig used to bring his kids over to our house, and we used to have in-ground swimming pool and cookouts and stuff during the summertime.
Okay. What I'm seeing, because, like, we used to have picnics in the garden because I'm one of six. We used to put a blanket down and have all bits, you know, packets on a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we called it a picnic. I don't know what you call it over there. Where you sit
on
the ground and eat.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. Well, they would have, like, tents and stuff and everything like that, I guess, and umbrellas.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. We used to have, like, a picnic table with an umbrella, and then we have cookouts and stuff like that, and he'd bring his kids over.
Right.
When we were kids.
Could you show me picnic, and I'm opening bags, and there's lots of round and sitting on the floor and picnic table. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. We have a barrier of what I mean over what you mean over there, you know. Because, like, we used to have a big garden in my grand's. We used to take a blanket, go out, and sit round and share things, you know, sitting on a blanket.
Right.
Okay. Well, he's just showing me that. So it's about picnics and stuff like that. So he's still with you, very much with you. He's very much with your dad, very much with his kids. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where's three children? How many did he have?
Two.
Right. He's saying three. Okay. How many of you is there?
Well, all of us kids, there's four, me, my brother, and his two kids. When he used to bring his kids over, him and my dad used to hang out.
Right. Okay. I wrote down the number three, and I thought it was kids. Okay. They didn't lose one.
I didn't know that. I never knew that. I don't even think my friends know that either. Like, his two kids, best.
It's saying three, so I don't know. Sometimes that's like lost one.
Here's one. Here's an idea. I would have had a sibling. My parents would have had a sibling. They lost one. That makes sense.
Right. It's your three kids. Yeah, they're showing me three, and they're going back to kids. So you would have been out of one of three, yeah?
Yeah, I would have been, like, would have been me, my brother, and another sibling, but my mom had two other kids, too, that she lost, but that was not with my father.
Right. It doesn't matter who they're with. It's their three up there. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This is what they're saying. So you tell your mom the three is up there, but they're with him as well. So it doesn't matter if it's family, friends, family. You all go kind of like in another life. He could be your brother, your dad. Well, he's very much looking over your dad, looking over everybody.
Yeah.
So, yes, he's very, very much around you. So I've just got Nicole. You just need things. So, you know, send up to him and everybody. Right. Why is there like an Alsatian-y looking dog up there?
A dog? We lost two dogs when I was growing up.
Right.
We lost a dog named Peaches, which Craig was close to. And we lost Bear, which Craig was also close to when we were kids.
Now, he's showing me, you know, like an Alsatian. I don't know what you call it. Like a biggish dog. It's not little.
Yeah, that would have been Bear. Bear was a husky, part Saint Bernard, and he was part of our lives when we were growing up.
It's him.
Yeah.
It's him. Okay. Right, Nicole, because he looks like all furry, because that's what I've seen, like an Alsatian, but I was looking at the ears, stood up. Okay, but it's a big dog.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Bear. Okay. He stood with that one, because I'm like, lovely, lovely looking dog, sat there, looking up, tongue out, ears. It's about the ears. Pretty looking dog, okay?
Yeah,
He's got that dog. He is there with that dog, okay?
Okay.
He's messed back up with that dog. Is there anything else you want to ask?
My love life. I want to know what you see for me for love.
I'm not, okay? There's nobody. I have done a few cards, and there's not on the table. I've got wait and see. But you need to do something about it. I've all the cards, I haven't got a man on the table. All I've got is, if you want to do something about it, you get off your bum to do something about it. So you sit at home, you won't. Okay. I've just got holiday issues about where you want to go, issues about getting the money for holidays. Okay. So you need to concentrate on having a holiday more than a man, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, you mean the Easter or whatever? Easter, I'm going away to Florida. I got a wedding to go to.
Right.
My brother's
wedding.
You might meet someone
there, because I'm just going, you've got to concentrate on a holiday. That's Florida, because I'm seeing overseas. This is find out anything you need to know. So regards dating, do you go on a dating app? I am not seeing like this man immediately on the table. I have seen the waiting. So it's wait and see. Take your time, be choosy, okay? So be fussy, be choosy, but I'm not seeing, oh my God, in the next month, the love of my life's going to come along. I'm not seeing it. Okay.
Well,
so
I have a question. I got questions about two guys, if it's okay.
Okay. Is one a fire sign?
No. One's an air sign, one's an earth sign. I'm the fire sign.
No. This is, I just see fire as in fire sign man. Okay. So you've got to be looking at this. So what do you like to?
What I like to?
No, do you like the two that you know?
Yes, I do.
Okay, right. Date the two then. And then, I don't know, you choose. Because that's where the waiting game is, wait and see, give it time. So date them, but go on dates with both of them and then give it time. If it goes to something, it goes to something. But,
right.
Okay,
yeah,
that's your reading.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Nicole. Turn the microphone gain down a little bit so it might help. Okay, Nicole's gone. See if that helps. We'll turn the game down on the microphone a little bit. So, Karen.
Oh, hello. Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. Chicago, gosh. Okay.
Yes.
Quite a long way from my house. Okay. Karen, say a number between 1 and 10.
6.
6. Okay, Karen. Karen, what's your star sign?
Aries.
Okay. Right. So yours is, you do like to have a laugh. You're kind of fun loving. Okay. So this is, I just got like to have a laugh. Okay. There's some good news for you, Karen. This is, have the strength to sort some out in your favor, which is, I'm writing good news then. Okay. So there is some good news. I'm hearing, you know, like champagne pop. You know, like Prosecco or champagne. Right. That's the kind of news. So that is whatever good news is for you, pop open, celebrate. Okay. This is, you've been waiting for some good news. You need it. It's going to be coming. And I've just got, get the champagne to pop open when your news comes in. Okay. So there is some well done, you, Karen. Well done stuff. So you've got some achievements. Right. We're talking about walking away, Karen, from something or somebody. Okay? I don't know if it's about...
Oh, I'm sorry. My little dog is fucking... Go take him over there. Yes, that is true. Okay. I do want to walk away from my job. Yes.
It is. I was going to say, I'll be telling you because I've got the work card on the table. But this is fears to do it, when to do it. It's all fears, okay?
Yes.
So don't... I know, but 2 and 2 isn't 5. When's a good time? You know when you want to dump somebody... Is it Valentine's? Is it Christmas? Is it their birthday? Is it your birthday? There's no good time. Okay?
Yes.
So I've just got, this is, don't fear. You will, if it will come back round. So until you do, it's going to, you're going to feel like it again. You need to, have you got another job to go to? Because you need more money, you see. So.
No,
you need to
I need to find the place first.
Yeah, well, you need, that's what I'm saying. You need to find a job, whatever you have to do. This is going to keep coming back round. I don't know if you kind of like, okay. I don't know if you want to move miles away.
I travel miles away to go to work. I wish I could live in that area, but I travel
right.
a lot. I've traveled very far to work.
Well, I've got miles away. Okay.
Yes.
Miles away because I've just got needing more money. You need the same money, but not the travel, if that makes sense. But it's going to come back round how you feel about it. And I've just got, I just feel you need something in place before you walk away. So you know you've got some money come in, and that's what you've got to do. Okay. It's all about money now. Okay. You need to be learning. Right. This is looking at everything. Emotionally, it's doing you in, the travelling, you know, the job, the travelling, okay? So you need to outweigh the emotions of it, okay? So how is it on your health? How is it on your timing, daytime, get home, be knackered, start all over again? It's all that. So I want to be going, you need to learn what's it doing for you as a person. So you need to be looking at that. So, okay, there's some good news. Okay, Spirit's got your back. Spirit's got your back, Karen. So you need to tell them. What kind of job do you want? Where do you want it? And it's all about taking a leap of faith. I've just got, there is new stuff for you. So there is a new job. Your fears are going to get in the way, Karen. So put your fears to one side and say, it is going, keep telling yourself, it's going to be okay. I am going to get another job, not with the travelling. But I think they want to take the travelling out of it because it's miles and miles and miles.
Yeah.
So, well, you need to look at new and don't fear that. You know when you fear, oh, there's nothing. No, you need to say, there's nothing around at the moment, but there's going to be something. Write yourself some affirmations. Look, this is a bit of a waiting game, but there's some success for you. So you will be successful in sorting that out. Okay? Is there anything you want to ask, Karen?
Will the people I work with be more friendly to me? Because the people I work with now are not.
So you want friendly people?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work with a Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo woman? Right. Okay. They're making me laugh. What's she like, Karen?
There's a woman. She's a couple years older than I am, and she like dresses like me. She went and dyed her hair exactly. She had blonde hair. She dyed her hair like auburn, like myself. Just copied my whole style, my whole mannerisms, and my verbiage and my talking as well.
I'm going to tell you about this woman, Karen, because they're making me laugh. Okay. Jealousy. And she wants to be you kind of thing. So she dresses like you. She may become you, but she won't because that's it. She won't. Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, well, just laugh at her because this is funny because I can hear some laughing. I'm like, this Earth sign woman what she thinks she's doing, and it's almost like sticking your nose up in the air saying, but you can't be me. I am me. I am unique. So take the notice of her. You need people that you gel with. Gel? Bond?
Yes. Yes.
Let's end up. Look, Karen needs people that she bonds with, that she's got something in common with, that she can, nice friends, because you, like, you're on the lighter side, so you could laugh at this woman because she's an earth sign. So you're never going to be eye to eye anyway, okay?
Yes.
You need some air and fire people in your life. So Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, Aries, Sag, Leo, those are the kind of people that you need to surround yourself. Okay. I have got those good changes for you. So there will be family. Oh, I've got the fear card again. Are you worried about anybody in your family?
Yes, my sister. I think she's going to have a baby this August.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Take your fears off her for a start. So everything's going to be okay. I think you need to be... You're too fearful at the moment.
Yes.
And this is... How many kids have you got?
None. I don't have any. I have a little dog, but that's about it. She has about four. No, three. What? She's got three.
Okay. Now, has she got a boy or girl, Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo? So I've got kids on the table. They're within the family.
Yes. Yes. She boys. Three boys.
And what's their signs?
A Cancer. What is Cancer? And Robert. Capricorn and an Aries.
Right, we're going the Capricorn one. What? How old's he?
The Capricorn, seven.
How old? Right. Okay. Right. This is, I've just got weighing up the balance of this seven-year-old. What is he good at? What's he want to do to move forward and stuff like that? So I think there's some weighing up of the balance of what does he need to do to learn? So, you know, like sometimes, they're behind with maths or reading or something, or you need to get onto it. There's something about that one, the Capricorn.
Okay.
And stop worrying. So you better tell her to stop worrying about him. Okay.
Okay.
I've just got you too much of a worrier yourself, and sometimes you worry and it doesn't happen. So, Karen, over-worry causes stress. Okay. So don't put worries there when they are not there. That's what I'm going to say. Okay.
Okay.
That's your reading, Karen.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stressless.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Karen. Okay. Now, I know the microphone is not too good this evening for some reason. We will ditch the relay there. Tomorrow evening, because I think there's too much interference from it. But we've kind of run out of callers for a little while. We're here for the next 55 minutes or so. But we may go early, depending on whether we get callers. In the show room, we have set where apparently everybody can hear the show quite well at the moment. Might not be able to hear me, but at least they can hear Dina. I think probably times when you're not hearing anything at all. I don't know. I really don't. We'll have a bit of music and see what happens. But it'd be lovely if we could get some of those people from the video relay to actually call in. Thank you. Okay. Very soon, if we don't get callers and obviously we don't generate donations because we don't have callers, what will happen is that we will revert to a non-paid studio. If we revert to a non-paid studio, your time will be 30 minutes only, which means that we can only fit three people. And with a possible 15 minutes into archive time, there'll be four people at the most. Now, because there is more than one test studio, this would mean having a 15 minute interval and then calling in to a different number, and that would give us an hour of live air with a possible around about 20 minutes that way. We're not generating any revenue. We're not generating any callers or donations because we need the callers. So the only way around this is to ditch the studio altogether and go to free call only. So we'll be using free studio time and do it that way. And then you wouldn't have to pay because we'd be in a free studio, so there'd be nothing to pay for. Wouldn't get so many callers perhaps, but it wouldn't matter anymore. But this is the way you know, it's your show, and if you want it that way, then there's not nothing I can do about it, you know. It's going to come round eventually, and I think it's ridiculous that people have been asked to pay a dollar and they, you know, they do this. Because there's other shows out there that are not asking anything. And the reason they're not asking anything is because they can afford it. The only reason. Trust me.
There.
like I said, after over 6 years on air, over two studios, it's come to this now. It's looking as though, you know, we are at the end of our days here. I mean, okay, we've had a good run, right? I mean, I'm 64 years of age now. I don't know how much longer I can do this anyway. You know, and it is tiring to sit for 2 hours. But it's even more tiring mentally when there's nobody here. It's very depressing, very annoying to sit and watch a blank studio that used to be full before we started asking for a dollar. And it's only since we started asking for a dollar that people have drifted away. It's Saturday night, one of the busiest nights the week. There's nothing going on so big that people can't be here. The only thing that's going on that's so big that people can't be here is, as I said before, there's other shows out there on Blog Talk that you don't have to listen to the producer asking for a donation. And if they don't ask for anything, they probably don't need to. But we need to, if we're going to keep going. Otherwise, like I said, it's going to go where nobody pays anything. There'll be no, well, nobody coming in and having their own shows they used to. Because Ken won't be paying, no one will be paying anything. And if you come, you come. If you don't, you don't. But it's like, if we're in a free 30-minute studio, are you going to call in during that time? So if we give you only 30 minutes, would you bother calling in? The only reason people have called in the past, and they usually call in when it's coming up to the end of the 2 hours, that used to be a regular occurrence, because they know that, oh, I might get longer if the reader goes over. And there's no way he can monitor me after he's gone off live air. Well, actually, I can. But, you know, I was thinking it'd get longer, that type of thing. It's, you know. And it has to be either you want us here or you don't. But over time, we've had no comments, we've had nobody writing on Facebook or anywhere else saying how they feel about the shows. As they say, even how they feel about me, if they want to shut me up and say, oh, he's a moaner, you know, we wish we could shut him up and have more readings. Well, you can't have more readings if you're not here. You need to show up to get a reading. There's the opportunity to have private readings to the studio as well. We've got one coming up this week, but it doesn't really matter, because it's if I tell you about it and what day it's on, then you'll probably all try and ring into it, but it is private. Nobody should be there, only the person themselves. There are people that try to ring into a private show because, you know, for some reason, Blog Talk advertises it, and they shouldn't. When it's set to private, it shouldn't be advertised, only if the person themselves actually shared it. Anyway, I'm going to say good night to you all. But we did this last night, and we got callers after we said good night. But I'm not going to do it tonight. I'm not going back. I'm not to say, once I've said good night, that is it. So as I say, good night to Dina now. Bring Dina back on the microphone to say good night to you all, because this is a waste of time.
Okay, good night, everybody. Good night, Ken. Have a nice day tomorrow.
Right, thanks, Dina. Right, that's it then, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a total pain watching a blank studio this evening. Thanks to those that did. We've got to go. Tomorrow evening, 9 p.m. here in Studio One, Denise Griggs. Thank you all for listening and goodbye.